and a Zanky Youth Empowerment Program, checking out with Shruggy Otis, Freedom Flight. This is Katie and Kate Carbondale. You are listening to Geek Speak. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk. And I'm in solo today, so please feel free to call in with your questions at any time. Best number to reach us at is 963-2976. Again, 970-963-2976. Support for Geek Speak and KD&K comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected, 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. Again, I'm your host, Matt McBrayer. Saw a few things today. There was something that strike me as interesting. So here we go. Looks like Winamp, a media player that I used as a student in high school, is hoping to be revamped for 2019. Something I use, it's skinnable. It's supposed to be kind of a aggregator for for all your media, for podcasts and all those kinds of things where you have to go to multiple locations anymore. Hopefully this will give us a way to get them all in one place. Let me see if I can get Louie on the line. Here we are. As always, you can call in and ask the geeks a question, 963-2976. So here we go. All right.
You've reached the voicemail for Louie Gerardo.
All right, we'll try that a little later. So I was reading an article about 25% of Americans use a do not track tool. But the problem is that most of the companies that have said that they want to, or most of the companies that, let's see here, most of the companies want to, you say you don't want to track, are no longer paying attention to those requests. So if you run Do Not Track on your computer, it sends a little request to the website that you're visiting saying, hey, I don't want to be tracked. Please don't store my information. But things, companies like Twitter, aren't honoring that information. And same with Facebook and others. So well, let's give this, let's see, if you're listening to Geek Speak, call in with your question, 963-2976. We'll try Louie here again. Sorry, guys. This is not an easy thing to do solo. So you're welcome to call in anytime you like. 963-2976.
You've reached the voicemail for...
Oh, man. Oh, we got a call. You're on with the Geek.
Yeah, you had started to talk about Winamp there, because I went and I've used it for a long time because it was the only thing that would play Shin files. And a couple months ago, or even more than that, they had stopped putting out, for download support.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working on an old version. So is there a new version out now? Do they have that site back up again?
Well, it looks like the site's back up, at least as of I looked a few minutes ago. And so it looks like there's a version available for Mac and PC.
Okay.
But it looks like they're trying to, bring it back to its former glory. But that's not until sometime in 2019. I hope it ends up not being vaporware.
Oh, okay. I got you. So, yeah, I know they were reconfiguring or whatever because somebody else had bought them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it was originally it was owned by, or let's see here, it was owned by Nullsoft, and then I think who was it? AOL bought them at some point, maybe close to 10 years ago.
Okay.
So,
I gotcha.
So what kind of file were you using again?
.shn. It's a lossless compression file. But it's kind of outdated now. FLAC has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it's placed the music. So now I just use FUBAR 2000. It will play and translate, convert in any shit file. So.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think I've ever run into one of those files.
No, it used to be amongst all the traders. It's just a lossless compression format. And it's about equal to, compression-wise, the same as FLAC is now.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah. But it's not, what you say, open in the source.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the problem. You know, nobody else could put it in anything.
Right, so
and
the...
It
the
kind of fell away.
Yeah, the studios, you had to find studios that licensed that technology and would sell that at that file type.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't the Shin module, it was an MKW module. It's a long converted, you know, problem, but yeah, that's what was going on there. Because of the MKW, they couldn't let the Shin go out to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, so in other words, it looks like Winamp might be gone forever anyways.
Yeah. Well, the article said that they're hoping to have a new release of it next year, but, you know, it's kind of, from what I can tell, it's been like that for the last 3 or 4 years since they left AOL.
Right, yeah.
So yeah. I'm really hoping they get to put together a nice a media player, because I used that a lot when I was in high school and just afterwards.
Yeah, well, you might want to look into FUBAR. Yeah. A great media player.
Okay, yeah, I've used it a little bit. It seems like a really nice, small, compact media player, especially for audio files. And it has a pretty decent library system and playlist system.
Right. Exactly. Yep. I'm still learning. I haven't figured it all out. I'd like to find a tutorial someplace on how to really use it, get the most out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing tutorials for that. Maybe I'll do that and throw it on my YouTube channel and see if it works.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just announce it here in the Geek Squad, and I'll watch it.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, bye.
Right. You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976. Let's give Louis another try. Let's see here. Here we go. And as always, you can call in while we're waiting for Louis. Number here is 963-2976, 970-963-2976.
Hey, this is Louis.
Hey, Louis, this is Matt. You're on the air.
Good deal.
Awesome. Glad you could join us.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was in line at the county clerk's office.
Oh, there's always something, right?
Yeah, they don't like you to use your cell phone.
No.
When you're standing in that line there. So have you talked about Paul Allen's passing yet?
No, I haven't.
You touched on that? You know, the co-founder of Microsoft?
No, I didn't see that in the news. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it just came across the wire just a little bit ago. And, you know, so I kind of took the moment to learn a little bit about Paul Allen and gave close to $2 billion of his wealth to philanthropic causes. And I think that's something worth recognizing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, especially since I don't think I'll ever have $2 billion, so I have no idea what that's like to give that money away.
Yeah.
So, yep, I guess he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so, anyway, it's a moment of silence for the man who brought us
part of Microsoft.
Windows, D-O-Z-E. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So you've been talking about anything else? Have you had any other callers or called?
Yeah, we had a. So I saw an article that hopefully next year there's going to be a new version of Winamp out, a media player that I've used quite extensively, and he mentioned FUBAR 2000 as a current alternative.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I have a fond place in my heart for Winamp. It's, but, you know, didn't it kind of go for a period of time where, I mean, I think I tried to use it a few years ago for a particular purpose, and it seemed to have fallen into some evil hands for a period of time. Does that stack up?
It was owned by AOL for a while.
Oh, there you go. That's what I said. that should be. You know, I think if anybody could ace in on the whole, you know, like really start providing some of the functionality that iTunes does, they could. You know, but that seems to be where Apple's got it. Everybody locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, you can do all kinds of great things with creating playlists and playing your music back, but the minute you want to upload them to your phone, there you go. You're right back to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's at least for those of us that are on the dark side of the, you know, of the Apple.
Yeah, I wonder if most people have gone to using something like Pandora or Napster, which is, and there's actually, yeah, you can get Metallica on Napster again. So,
oh really?
Yes, that's been a little while. It's been
okay. Well, I'm gonna have to go back.
It's quite amusing to me.
Well, you know, everybody caves in eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Although I did see that there was somebody working, or let's see, or some of the artists were working with the government to guarantee a certain percentage of the, you know, the streaming revenue gets passed through to the artists, as opposed to being all chewed up in the fees and the fee structures and everything for the recording companies.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of makes me think that I don't know if I've ever uploaded any Louie and the Lizards to Napster, but I should do that. But I've just got to put it out there in, you know, the interest of shameless self-promotion that I've never once have I, like, tried to block Louie and the Lizards from being on Napster. So,
yeah. Well, it's not like that anymore, because it was so Rhapsody bought the rights to Napster, and then they rebranded back to Napster. So,
okay, got it.
So it's kind of it's more like Spotify or some of the other you know, large online music libraries that are available. So
yeah.
I don't know if you can upload your own stuff to it anymore, kind of, you know, back in the peer-to-peer days of Napster.
Got it. Well, so let me ask you, since we're on the subject of peer-to-peer file sharing, and I didn't get the name of this product or the service, but have you heard of a service, new service that's come out, which is basically, it's like an open source cloud backup system? Have you heard anything about that yet?
I've seen a couple. I'm trying to think if I've seen one where, I don't know, are you thinking of one where, like, you'd run the service on a computer and then you'd say, well, I'll give, you know, 250 gigs or 500 gigs of storage on my computer and we'll peer-to-peer and then, you know, give that out and you...
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so what it does is it takes and it fragments your things that you want to save, you know, back up to the cloud and saves fragments of your personal data on different computers all over the world on that partition that people have, you know, in order to participate, you have to give up some space on your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then your stuff gets fragmented and scattered all over the world, and everybody else's stuff gets fragmented, and some of the fragments end up on your hard drive and vice versa. And there's, you know, it's all completely random, no rhyme or reason or way. Have you heard, is there any encryption involved on that? Because I know that's going to be, you know, people are going to go, well, what if somebody, you know, is able to recover a file fragment of that important Word document that I have, you know?
Yeah, there'd have to, there would, since you're, well, because then you get, you're talking about trusted or untrusted, networks. So basically, you know, your computer at your house is trusted by you, but everything else on the internet is not necessarily trusted. So,
yeah.
So there has to be, you'd probably have to make an encryption key, and then so it would make the chunk, I don't know if it would make the chunks and then encrypt them, or if it would, you know, encrypt and then chunk that up and send that out. I'm not sure which way would be the, the efficient way to do that, but obviously you'd have to have, you know, four or five copies of each chunk out there, so that hopefully those five or six computers that the copies of that chunk went to, you know, stay online and can be. Of course, then you have to look at the other way, where if that redundancy drops below a certain point, it goes out, you know, and it makes sends a copy of it somewhere else as well.
Yeah. Seems like some, you know, it'd have to be some pretty high maintenance gatekeeping going on to make sure that it's totally reliable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this person that told me about it, he said that he had tried it out, and that, you know, when he tried to retrieve one of his files, it was able to like go out and grab all the pieces and reassemble it within a couple of seconds, which is really impressive.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
You know? So, you know, that may be the future of cloud backup. And, you know, it's, I wanted to ask you, have you seen cloud backup prices coming down, lately in the last month or two?
No, I haven't noticed that. The vendors I use, their prices have been pretty stable.
Got it.
And,
I was looking for a cloud backup solution for a Synology disk station.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, for those listeners that don't know what that is, it's a network attached storage device that a lot of companies are switching to use instead of a server. And, you know, it's basically a smart toaster in a lot of ways. It's about the size of a toaster. And it basically is, you know, just a little smarter than a toaster and a lot dumber than a server. But servers are too smart for their own good anyway, if you ask me.
Synology boxes are pretty smart anyway. I have one at my office and one in at a friend's house in Denver, and I have them synchronizing everything.
Yep.
So.
And so I basically found that Synology has, this may not even be a new thing, but Synology has an app that you can install on your Synology disk station, and then you buy a subscription, and you can get a 250 gig subscription for a year for $39.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good price in the big scheme of things. You know, I've got another client that's doing 200 gigs, and they're paying $79 a month.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the music's playing, so we're about
to... Is it? Okay. Well, hey, pleasure talking to you, man.
Hey.
And have a great week, okay?
Yeah. Thank you for remoting in, Louie.
You bet, man. Take care.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye. Louis Gerardo of Louis the Computer Guy, remoting in from probably Glenwood Springs. So, definitely an interesting experience today. Hope you enjoyed it. So, have a great week, everyone. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK.